Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, beer drinkers in Cameroon join their counterparts worldwide to celebrate the beverage, a commodity for which they willingly spend not less than 12,000 CFA francs on weekly. The president of Nigeria demands an end to deadly protests in the country, set to last 10 days. And Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Isemeh competes tonight for replacing the men's 100 meters finals at the ongoing Olympics in Paris, France. Good afternoon. We begin with sports, and B Dreamers of Yaounde and Vikings of Douala are the winners of the Basketball Cup of Cameroon in the junior category. B Dreamers under 18 girls imposed a 70-61 point win on FAP of Yaounde in the first final today at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. In the second final, Vikings won KSA of Douala by 83-69 baskets. The final in the senior category resumes this afternoon. For now, Harrison Ashu has the fixtures in the following report.
The Douala Derby in the Women's Cup final pitting Dan Battiston against the University of Douala, which is currently on the way at the Multipurpose Sports Complex, promises a lot of excitement. Daniel Battiston, which knocked out five-time cup winners Overdose Upstation Basketball Club of Bamenda by 59-50 in the semi-final, has proven that they too mean business this year. However, their opponent, the University of Douala, also very experienced and will be expected to be a major threat in the course of the match. The University of Douala girls have won the Cup of Cameroon once and on their way to the 2024 Cup Final, knocked out heavyweight FAB Basketball Club of Yaounde by 65-62. The last final this Sunday, which will feature FAB men's team and AF men's basketball club, is also another cracker. Despite FAB's favorite status based on their experience, which includes five successful league titles won between 2019 to 2024, observers have in the lead up to the final said it would be unwise to underestimate AF Basketball Club. This, they say, is because the AF team too are hungry to make an impression this season and has proven that all season in the end-up campaign, despite failing to match up with the heat of the tournament unleashed by Kajispo Academy, BIAC and FAB.
Harrison Ashu reporting. The finals of the Cup of Cameroon in basketball, as you heard, are those ongoing at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. And for updates, let's connect with you, Ben Collins Newberry-Wo. You are standing by at the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex. Good afternoon, Ben. Hello, Ben. Are you getting us?
Yeah, at the Multipurpose Sports Complex, that is already vibrating to the tune of beautiful basketball, as you heard from Harrison Ashu. Beautiful basketball that is at the moment being produced by the University of Douala Club and Battiston, still from Douala. The two clubs are now competing in the second quarter of this match. It is the final of the Cup of Cameroon in the women's category and the third for today. Battiston is so far leading by 30 points to 17. Earlier today, B Dreamers from Yaounde defeated city rivals FAB by 70 points to 61 in the women's under 18 category, while the under 18 men of Kaji Sports Academy lost to Vikings from Douala by 69 points to 83. The basketball club of the University of Douala is battling for the title, the last one in 2022, while Battiston are fighting for their first trophy in their maiden final of the Cup of Cameroon. The ongoing game is going to set the pace for the senior men's final that will pit defending cup holders FAB against Alf All from Yaounde. So far, after the technical correction out here, it is 22 for Battiston and 19 for the University of Douala Basketball Club. The University of Douala that are now defending inside their own half of the pitch with the determination to climb on the throne after they last did so in 2022. Ashil Bia, Richard Bebe, Ben Collins, Senior Beriwo, CRTV News, the Yaounde Multipurpose Sports Complex.
And from there, we go over to Paris, where Cameroonian 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Isema Logbwede will tonight at 10 past 7 Cameroon time be competing for a place into the men's 100-meter finals. After emerging second in his heats in round one yesterday, Emmanuel Isema tonight needs to emerge amongst the first two to pick a place in the finals of the men's 100 meters. Still in Paris, Cameroonian 400-meter hurdler Linda Ngunu will this Monday compete during the catch-up series in the women's 400 meters hurdle for a place into the semifinals. She failed to pick up a direct semifinal ticket today in Paris after emerging last in her heat in 55.69 seconds. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
A difficult race it was for Linda Ngunu, a major challenge she had that of avoiding an early exit from Paris 2024. Running in heat 3 of the women's 400 meters hurdles, Linda Ngunu was far from being outstanding as she was last in her heat with a 55.69 seconds time.
I'm satisfied because I created new records, which was one of my objectives. And I think tomorrow I will be able to do it and qualify for the semifinals.
She will be competing this Monday for a place into the semifinals during the catch-up series.
Tomorrow I'm hopeful because during part one of my race I didn't go in totally. Since I reserved myself to be more resistant at the end, it didn't work well, so tomorrow I will change strategies.
While waiting, focus Sunday night will be on Emmanuel Isema Alobode, who will be running for a place into the men's 100 meters finals. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
This is CRTV News. The people of the Littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. The documentary titled Paul Biya, a great statesman of a prodigious destiny, was screened yesterday at the Douala Beseke ceremonial ground during a ceremony attended by over 3,000 people. The life of President Paul Biya has served as a source of inspiration for many Douala city dwellers, as you tell us, Spontaneous Lawon.
Outstanding works of an extraordinary nation builder compiled in the 90-minute documentary. After projection at the Beseke ceremonial grounds in Douala, the population identified itself with the achievements. Charlie Ekanga, Douala City Dweller.
When I got my GCE advanced level, there was not University of Douala. There was only the one University of Yaoundé. The railway station of Besenge was constructed by Paul Biya.
The successes of this extraordinary visionary, many argue, are thanks to his distinguished qualities, notably humility, commitment and extreme kindness as reflected by the documentary. Musa Useini, businessman.
We learned many things about the story of Mr. Paul Biya, and we realized that he have made many efforts to be in the place that he is today. It's not by joking, it's by the power of work. So it's perfectly organized, and we saw that this achievement have been possible because he has a vision.
Paul Biya has been portrayed as Cameroon's hero, recognized even by his political opponents, Jean-Jacques Ekindi.
When he said that, here I am in Douala, it was a turmoil. People were just demonstrating quite everywhere. A rumor said that he cannot come to Douala because he is fearing the demonstrators, but finally he came.
Through the Minister of State, Laurent Esso, the Littoral region has expressed gratitude to Paul Biya, pledging their loyalty and support as he continues to pilot Cameroon to socio-economic prosperity. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
Now on to one of our top stories. Beer, the oldest and most beloved beverage worldwide, took center stage on Friday. Friday, August 2, considered as International Beer Day, an occasion for CRTV to look into the weekly consumption of beer by Cameroonians, who say regardless of the price, the drinking cost, which amounts to about 12,000 CFA francs per week, they must drink. Elizabeth Bo Mboneagbo talked to some of the beer consumers in Yaoundé and put together the following report.
The beer is half something who called me to put the money every time.
Many who have had a taste of beer are unanimous that it is easy to consume as many bottles as possible without being mindful of the cost.
When I drink beer, I drink about 3 or 4, 7.50. When I drink 4, you can calculate.
I'm consuming beer just for welfare and to have a bit of alcohol in my organism.
Beer consumption expenditure, consciously or unconsciously, is a spontaneous budgetary line that ends up taking a good chunk of one's monthly income.
At least per week, maybe something around 12,000 or more.
when you go to the bar and you drink beer there, you will meet with friends and other relatives to whom you can offer a bottle of beer. And the amount can be very high.
Far beyond the expenses and the consequences on one's livelihood, some die-hard beer consumers say it is a habit difficult to quit except for severe health reasons.
At the time that my glycemia went up, I decided to stop all this, and now I'm drinking only water.
This year's edition of the International Beer Day focuses on the good time people have in drinking beer together rather than the beer itself.
Elizabeth Bombone Agbo. In more news, Christians of the Ebolova Diocese of the Roman Catholic Church have joyfully offered thanksgiving to the Lord for protecting their spiritual leader, Monsignor Philippe Alain Barga, during a recent accident. This was during a pontifical mass at the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral today, marking the first public appearance of the bishop following the incident that occurred last June 29. Clarence Aze has more.
It was with great excitement, praise and worship that the Christian faithful from all the parishes of the Bolova Diocese ushered Monsignor Philippe Alain Barga into the St. Anne and Joachim Cathedral in Abang. A triumphant entry of the bishop into the Temple of God after surviving a car accident 2 months ago. Siri Aloedo and Bamukong Hans. Faithful.
By the grace of God, he survived. We came here to celebrate, to thank God, and to pray to him.
The chairman of the parish council, a singly Anglophone parish. We are here to thank God for the life of our bishop, who had a fatal accident, but thank God, his life was saved.
In his homily drawn from the Gospel of John chapter 6, Bishop Philippe Alain Barga testified of God's saving grace and exhorted the faithful to trust God at all times. He expressed gratitude to the Christians for their ceaseless prayers and support. The prelate also thanked the presidential couple for their assistance during the tragic moment.
I could die, but the hand of God covered me, and I am here today to thank God who helped me to stand up.
Bishop Philippe Alain Barga survived the unexpected accident alongside a reverend sister and his driver in the morning of Sunday, June 29, while on his way to the cathedral to officiate a priestly ordination. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News.
Jehovah Witnesses in the center and south regions are taking part in a 3-day spiritual meal under the theme Announcing the Good News. This is also within their annual come together, during which the Christians are encouraged to spread the good news. The spiritual gathering is marked by baptisms and other spiritual activities, which the public relations officer Caleb Mendong now highlights.
The 2024 Declare the Good News Regional Convention at the Olympus Stadium was centered on Jesus' life, as recorded in the four gospel accounts, the good news about his birth, his life of faith, and how we all can benefit from it. One of the highlights was the baptism of 289 new friends of the good news, the youngest being 9 years old and the oldest 71. The over 19,000 attendees also appreciated the first episode of the feature film, The Good News According to Jesus, which depicted accurate events of his life from his birth to his teenage years. And we'd like to say there are 17 other episodes that will be released subsequently on our website, jw.org. So even though we're bombarded daily with negative news on the media, this can sap us of our joy. One thing we've learned to counter negative news is to declare the good news about Jesus.
Caleb Mendong speaking there to Daniel Sopo. In more news, indigents of Wokwe village on the outskirts of Boya in the southwest region say the rehabilitation and development of the village remains their top priority. They made the declaration yesterday during a gathering to discuss the construction of a village hall and to keep the village clean. The meeting was coordinated by the Wokwe Village Development Association. Details with Henry McCauley of CRTV Boya.
According to officials of Wokwe Village Development Association, the time has come for Wokwe Village to speed up its development. And so the first step towards that goal, they say, is to rehabilitate the village by keeping it clean. So on Saturday, when indigents of the village met, surrounding bushes were brought down, streets and footpaths were opened up, gutters dug, amongst other things. Mr. Johannes Matutenjie is president of Wokwe Village Development Association.
All the sons and daughters of Wokwe Village come and away. Come back home to make the plane very neat. After this, we are about to see how we can put our community hall. That's our next step. thank the government for giving us this authority to come back home.
Mr. Lee Kambi Francis is the Secretary General of the Wokwe Village Development Association.
I'll first of all congratulate the sons and daughters of Wokwe who have made it possible to take part in this cleanup campaign to attract the sons and daughters who are outside to come back to the village and develop the village.
Speaking during the gathering, officials of the Wokwe Development Association said their main goal is not only to encourage sons and daughters of Wokwe to come back to the village, but also to contribute to its development. Henry McCullough, CRTV, Buya.
In the littoral, the Cameroon film industry has been enriched with the first ever one-character movie. The movie titled When the Levees Broke has already bagged more than 25 national and international awards, as well as several nominations. The film, written and directed by Mohsin Derek Ting, was screened for the first time in Cameroon yesterday, that is in Douala, to the acclamation of spectators. Kola Maloke reports.
I'm just getting started. For 90 minutes, the spectators were held spellbound in anticipation of what would happen next. The storyline of When the Levees Broke is about corruption. Stephanie Tum.
When the Levees Broke is a movie that talks about the lady who is trying to fight against corruption and other vices in her country. And she's met with challenges in her family and other people who are trying to stop her from achieving this goal. But she stands strong and she continues to push through until she's able to crack that wall and start getting what she was fighting for.
Through this movie, the brain behind it wants to pass out a message. Mohsin Derek Ten is the writer and director.
I kind of think that a lot of us want a better Africa, but nobody wants to join the conversation. Everybody's that scared. I am joining the conversation without pointing a direct finger at anybody. But truth be told, if we all can just spark a conversation, if we all can just realize that we need to be a part of building the Africa that we want to see, the Cameroon that we want to see. Just maybe in the soonest future, we will leave that Africa.
The movie has been lauded by many in the industry. Ruth Nkwenty is a Cameroonian artist based in Lagos, Nigeria.
I'm so proud of Stephanie and what this film has accomplished. Mohsin Derek is a powerful director. It's not easy to push and push and get that kind of situation.
The spectators couldn't help but give a standing ovation to the cast and crew at the end of the movie, which has already won more than 25 awards at the national and international level. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
We take you over to the West, where the 42nd edition of the Bambi Bacham Cultural and Sports Week that will culminate with a Congress of the Bambi Bacham people has kicked off. The opening ceremony was presided over by the ancestral chief of the Bambi Bacham people, His Majesty Kenny Roger, this Saturday in the presence of former Indomitable Lions, Jules Denis Onana. Details with our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
For 1 week, the Bambi Bacham people from across the globe will converge on their ancestral land in the Bambutus to celebrate their cultural heritage and promote development. Emmanuel Fekeng is a member of the organizing committee.
The main objective of the cultural week of Bambi Bacham is to gather all the children of this country to think about its development, so that a sustainable development can be observed by population to ease their life in Bambi Bacham. This year, particularly, we have built two bridges which enable population to move from one place to another.
The opening ceremony is graced with a football encounter under the auspices of the ancestral leader of the Bambi Bacham people, His Majesty Roger Kene, who decorates former Indomitable Lion Jules Denis Onana as honorary citizen of Bambi Bacham.
I was very curious when I was invited by His Majesty, and I decided to come and see by myself. And I can tell you now, I'm very proud of what I've seen. And you see those attributes have been awarded to me, but I'm very proud of it.
In the opening encounter, Bambi Experience FC of Douala beat Bambi Semans FC of Bafoussam 2-1. A sports work for peace and unity in Cameroon, cultural manifestations and exhibitions of traditional artifacts of the Bambi Bacham people spiced the opening ceremony of the week-long cultural and sports bonanza. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bambi Bacham.
Now, on a sad note, the mortal remains of the patriarch, Chief Dr. Richard Kuluze, who died on the 8th of May this year, have been laid to rest in his home village, Nyangon, in the South Region. He was laid to rest this Saturday in the presence of close friends, family members, his political comrades, and other dignitaries, led by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandungu. Details with you, Silas Ngwang.
A large crowd of people joined in a procession carrying the late Chief Dr. Richard Akuluze to his ancestral burial ground, where he was laid to rest following his death on the 8th of May 2024, age 82, after a long illness. Addressing the impact and legacy of the one-time rector, his heir, Chief Dr. Adams Oyono Akuluze, said tears streaming down his face that his dad will be sorely missed.
Very particular day, the day on which we have to separate with the one through which we had life. That was an exceptional man. He loves his village, his people.
His longtime friend, Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, head of the CPDM Permanent Delegation for the South, Professor Jacques Famandungu, eulogized him as a great counselor, a seasoned politician and pedagogue, a man of noble and good heart.
Dr. Richard Akuluze was a very competent teacher, a great ruler committed to improve all the achievements of our dear and beloved country, and particularly our region.
The burial was attended by several dignitaries, including Governor Felix Ngelengele of the South, Basic Education Minister Laurent Serge Etundingwa, and Minister Minette Libon Liliken, head of the CPDM Permanent Delegation from Villa. In his homily, Reverend Jean-Michel Mungala, Parish Moderator of Eglise Presbyterian Cameroonese Nyangong, urged the mourners to learn from the deceased character and dwell in the love and peace of Christ in any way they can. Silas Nguyen, CRTV News.
And in news out of the country, the Nigerian President Bola Tinubu has appealed for protests to end after bloodshed during 3 days of demonstrations over a deepening cost of living. At least 7 people have died and more than 700 have been arrested since Nigerians nationwide rallied on Thursday for the first of 10 planned days of rage. In a televised address, the Nigerian president said he had heard his people, especially the youth, adding that he understood their pain and frustration. The president also defended his reforms, which the protesters blame for their hardship since he came to office in May of last year. Since still in news out of the country, several countries have urged their nationals to leave Lebanon, with the U.S. warning its citizens to do so on any ticket available as fears grow of a wider conflict in the Middle East. Iran has vowed severe retaliation against Israel, which it blames for the death of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran on Wednesday. Israel has not commented. His assassination came hours after Israel killed Hezbollah senior commander Fuad Shirk in Beirut. Western officials fear that Hezbollah, an Iran-backed militia and political movement based in Lebanon, could play a key role in any such retaliation, which in turn could spark a serious Israeli response. In more sports news, and we end here, day two matches of the National Interpols are on the way at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the Fecafoot Technical Center in Oja. Option Sport of Bamenda are leading Botafogo of Douala by 1-0, while in Bankomo, Creamy is winning Boya United by the same 1-0 score. After the first match in Oja, Sporting of Marwa will host Mintek FC of Upper Sanaga in the second encounter. Over in Bankomo, Athletic of Kribi will entertain Gironde of Ngaoundere in the minutes ahead. And now to end the news, you're once again our top stories. Beer drinkers in the country have joined their counterparts worldwide to celebrate the beverage, a commodity for which they willingly spend not less than 12,000 CFA francs on weekly. The president of Nigeria is demanding an end to deadly protest in Nigeria, set to last 10 days. Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Iseme will compete tonight for a place in the men's 100 meters finals at the ongoing Olympics in Paris, France. And B Dreamers of Yaounde and Vikings of Douala are the winners of the Basketball Cup of Cameroon in the junior category. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Pinda.
Good afternoon. En religion, le grand culte d'action de grâce pour la clôture des activités de la 15e édition de la fête paroissiale et le lancement du 75e jubilé anniversaire de la paroisse EPC Messadu vient de se tenir au sein de la dite paroisse. Dans sa prédiction, le révérend Jean Calvin Abbé Owanja a demandé aux fidèles de poursuivre sereinement le dialogue avec Dieu. Le commodérateur de la paroisse EPC Messa 2 place cette édition sous le signe du service gratuit. Retour sur la projection hier à Douala du film documentaire Paul Biya, un grand homme au destin prodigieux qui a attiré de nombreux spectateurs à la place Bessèké. L'élite locale et les téléphiles décrivent un homme épris de paix et de justice. En sport, Jeux olympiques, dernier jour de compétition ce dimanche pour la Cameroon Olympic Team avec l'unique athlète encore en course. Le sprinteur Emmanuel Essémé sera au départ de la première des trois séries des demi-finales de 100 mètres ce soir au Stade de France. Essémé est au couloir numéro 7. Le Camerounais a réalisé, rappelons-le, le deuxième meilleur temps du premier tour en portant son nouveau meilleur chrono de sa saison à 9,98. La finale de ce 100 mètres aura lieu une heure après la demi-finale au Stade de France. L'épreuve de 400 mètres et dames vient de s'achever et on note l'élimination de Linda Angounou, dernière de sa série, malgré son nouveau record désormais fixé à 55,69. En basketball, les finales de la Coupe du Cameroun se disputent ce dimanche au Palais polyvalent des sports de Yaoundé en levée de rideau. Des confrontations seniors, les juniors filles et garçons. Une fois encore, les clubs en lice sont du littoral et du centre. Et en dame, Baptiston de Douala sera contre Université de Douala et en monsieur, Fap de Yaoundé et Alf de la même ville seront face à face. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information, le 19h.